to unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to Orphan Radio, Halloween edition
2014. My fire's burning bright, haunted faces in the night. I remember Halloween, dead cats, hacking football, little dead or on its own. I remember Halloween. Brown leaves, vertigo, where skeleton life is no.
Good. How's it going?
Matt and Josh, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
My favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday. I thought you were really into Kwanzaa.
I was. Remember, I thought you were really into Sweetest Day. Do you know, have you heard about this thing?
No.
It's some made-up holiday that's, when is it? It's like 6 months after Valentine's Day.
Sweetest
Day.
For what?
You're supposed to give some people stuff.
Who?
Like if you're in a relationship.
Who would you give something to?
Mother. I don't know. What about you, Mom?
Mother. Also known as my roommate.
That's right. We're in your roommate's basement.
That's right.
Drinking a couple cold ones. She bought us some chicken wings.
Yep.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Big night.
It's Halloween.
It is. You're playing a show tonight.
You're playing a show with the Raining Sound tonight at the Record Bar. So people right now are probably getting listening to the podcast, getting ready to maybe hand out candy, putting their costumes on. What are some of your favorite costumes you've ever been from? I don't know. I guess you kind of probably still dress up.
I kind of do the same thing every year. I just get a bunch of stuff. And
what? You can't swear on this podcast?
Not anymore.
Why?
I just made a rule. Yeah, because of Paul mostly.
Last time?
Paul and Benji couldn't make it tonight.
Why couldn't Benji?
I don't know.
He's going to meet us at the Raining Sound show in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
So what were you when you were little? What are some of your coolest costumes?
You
can remember.
It's always been a last minute thing. I've never planned it out in advance, so it's always either the night before or the day of. And I mean, I'd ask my mom for like a pair of her pantyhose or something and like wear that over my head and put some blood on my face
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you?
I kind of was that way when I got into middle school, but when I was younger, the first thing I ever wanted to be was a witch. yeah. And then I was a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Sorry. And then I was Freddy Krueger. I still have that latex mask.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I never did anything that much fun. And like last year, I just tore up a sweatshirt, tore up some jeans, put blood all over them, and then I always buy super glue and just like super glue trash all over
that's
kinda myself.
Like normal.
Trash man. I need to go get another like fake rat from IKEA though to super glue on my shoulder.
Are you gonna do that?
Maybe. And then I usually just paint my face, and so I look like a ghoul.
Okay. So we heard Halloween by the Misfits, and we're gonna get ready to hear a couple more songs right now. This one is called Take It.
We played Chainsaw by the Ramones and then the Munsters theme song. Remember when that was your ringtone on your phone forever?
Yeah, it was like my first phone.
I have a very vivid memory of you throwing that phone on the ground when you were pissed off one night.
Why was I mad?
I don't know. I don't even know where we were.
When?
I think we had a couple too many Appletinis.
That makes sense.
Remember?
Appletinis make me fucking psycho.
Well,
man.
Yeah. I mean, tequila does it to some people for you.
Appletini.
A.T.
Okay.
Sorry. Are you excited for your show tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Are you excited to watch it?
The show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be fun. No, yeah, I am.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a good time.
So, what, are you going to be giving out candy later tonight?
No, because my front door is locked because I live in a fourplex, so nobody comes to my door. And if they do, I just turn off the lights and pretend like I'm not there.
Don't you do that for, like, a lot of things, like, even when you, like, order, like, take out, I mean?
No, I want that. But if my doorbell rang the other day and I didn't even bother to look out the window to see who it was.
Could have been Benji.
Benji would call or text.
All right.
I can't deal with that.
Fine.
It was probably somebody, it was probably, like, a solicitor or something.
Maybe.
So I watched Texas Chainsaw the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hadn't seen it. It's been a few years, and I read the book by Gunnar Hansen. Did you read that?
No, I haven't read that.
And so now that I got more behind the scenes, I wanted to watch it because that movie's just incredible.
Yeah. It's.
I remember seeing it for the first time at a sleepover in fourth grade.
Wow.
And the kid whose house I stayed at, his mom made me call my mom to ask if it was okay if we watched it.
What'd your mom say?
She's like, yeah, whatever.
That's awesome.
But, because I remember, I grew up just like you did, I spent my whole childhood in the video store.
Yeah, yeah,
just definitely. Wandering, and I always...
Isn't this such a bummer? Wasn't the horror section the best in a video store?
Yeah. Even, like, I have all the covers of all the movies burned into my brain, even if I've never seen them before.
Yeah.
Definitely. Texas Chainsaw was one of those. Taxi Driver was one. When I was a kid, I always used to see that cover and be like, what is that movie? What could it even be about?
Yeah. Mine was...
And Problem Child.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mine was The Nightmare on Elm Street 1 and 2. Yeah. And my mom finally rented that for me.
That was... Seeing that for the first time was amazing.
Mind-blowing. That's one of those things I wish I could go back and do again.
Do you follow Wes Craven on Instagram?
No.
All month, he's been doing a different... fact about the making of Nightmare on Elm Street.
What's this
every day?
Instagram.
Seriously though, it's very cool. It's very, very good.
Okay. Anyways, and then another one was Andy Warhol's Dracula.
That you saw?
I just remember that one.
Oh, the cover?
Yeah, it was like the huge cassette box. And
there's one that
it was rated. It said rated X on it. That's why I thought it was.
Okay. I remember one. It was called the Mutilator. Do you remember that? It's like somebody with a meat hook.
Yeah.
Monster That's a good dog. First date movie.
Okay. Have you ever been on a first date?
I don't think so.
Okay, I want to start off this next set with Anything Anything by Dramarama. This is off the Nightmare on Elm Street 4 soundtrack when Rick is really pissed off at Krueger and he's getting ready to practice some karate.
Karate.
Candyman, bitch. Step back. Number five, step forward and say the line.
We hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Step back, take him out.
Yo, yo, yo.
Sorry. It's all right.
Okay.
How's it going?
Good. What did we just hear?
You played that Dramarama song.
Oh.
And then we heard you looking for Candyman, snit,
Bist.
And then the theme from Candyman, which is so good.
Very good.
I just revisited that recently. You know what's a cool thing about watching that movie is...
Virginia Madsen?
I like her, but also... what Chicago looked like in the early 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
Totally different. Because I used to work across the street from there.
They moved all the people to Bloomington Normal from those projects.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of them went there. A lot of them went to like Aurora.
Right.
They kind of, but yeah, Bloomington Normal, definitely. But man, that movie is pretty awesome.
It's a great movie.
Did you ever see part 2, Farewell to the Flesh?
I liked 2.
Very cool.
Okay. All right, so I have some trivia for you.
Okay. Horror movie trivia?
No, like Dumb and Dumber.
Come on.
No.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to go subjects, and I think this might be a good subject you'd be good at.
Okay.
Warlocks, wizards, and magicians.
No, I don't do that. I don't do any kind of fantasy film.
Why?
I just never liked it.
Let's just
never seen any of the Lord of the Rings. I don't like ghouls and goblins.
But you
and stuff
do like
that.
Magicians, don't you?
Not really. What's the question?
I didn't pick one.
Go to another section.
Okay. This might be maybe a better subject for you. What do you think of psychos, slashers, and serial killers?
Love it.
All right. The movie Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Name the author of the novel upon which this film is based.
Robert Bloch.
Okay.
Yes.
That's one. We're going to go to the next question, which is...
Robert Block.
Friday the 13th question.
Okay.
All right. Name the actor who most often portrayed Jason Voorhees.
Kane Hodder.
Yeah. Which counselor is killed while lying on the cot on the first Friday?
Like, what's his character's name?
Yeah, which character is killed by...
I don't know his character.
Well, which actor?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Do you remember which character gets an axe through the head?
No. You know, part one is not my favorite.
Yeah, part one's not very good. How about this? Since you just watched Texas Chainsaw...
Yes.
What does Stretch do for a living?
Stretch?
Think about it.
Is he the guy who's washing the windows?
No.
I don't know. Who is
it's
he?
It's a girl.
Stretch?
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw, the first one?
No.
Okay, well, what are you talking about?
I think it's part two.
Okay, I haven't seen that forever.
It is part two.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, she's a radio disc jockey, right? Okay, yeah. I remember that.
That's too easy. What do Leatherface and his deranged brothers feed Grandpa?
Blood.
Where does Leatherface... Oh, that's fucking easy.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know all those. There's some... here's a good one.
Okay.
What does Lori find out about her relationship to Michael Myers in Halloween 2?
It's her brother.
Okay. How does Dr. Sam Loomis figure out in which house to look for Michael?
In part one?
Yeah.
How does he find out which house to look for him in?
To figure out to look for Michael Myers, yeah.
I don't understand the question.
How does he know which house to... He sees Lindsay.
Running out. Oh, like towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a very well-worded question.
Well, that's... I mean, I didn't write the book.
Oh, you didn't?
I may have.
Come on, give me some more.
Go back
to the ghouls and hobgoblins.
Do you
want to
go back to witches and warlocks?
No.
What city is terrorized in Maniac Cop?
It's got to be either New York?
I actually don't know that one. Yeah, it's New York.
Yeah.
Okay. What does crazed killer Frank Zito do with the scalps of his victims in Maniac?
Oh, he puts them on mannequins.
Yeah.
Do you
remember who played the dude?
Of course, Joe Spinell.
Yeah.
Frank plays better listen to this episode.
What?
Frank better listen to this episode.
Who plays the babysitter terrorized by a madman in When a Stranger Calls?
Carol Kane.
Yep. Who plays the serial... that's stupid. Yeah, you're very, very good.
All right, should we play some more music?
Yeah.
What do you want to listen to?
Let's hear the Monster Mash performed by... what's his name? Sam's mom in Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash. It was a smash. It was a graveyard smash.
All right, we're back. Thanks. That was awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
I do remember thinking that was weird the first time I saw it.
So uncomfortable. You know the dad's face?
Yeah. I feel like everything the dad did in that show was ad-libbed. That Halloween episode is awesome.
Yeah.
You've been watching a lot. They've been showing a lot of the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
Simpson?
So, I know we want to play a song from Friday 13 Part 6.
Yeah, A New Beginning.
Tell us a little bit about the song and the movie.
Well,
and yourself.
Well, the original song for the movie was... he's back, the man behind the mask.
Right.
And he's out of control. But they play in the trailer, like...
It's after that guy bangs that chick.
Yeah.
And then they drive it away.
You're the best! What's his name?
Court.
You're the best, Court! You're the best! And then they're driving away, and the song Teenage Frankenstein by Alice Cooper comes on. Hit it.
We'll be right back. following me, they run and they hide. All my colors too bright, all my eyes set too wide. I spent my whole life burning, turning. I'm a teenage Frankenstein, the local freak with a twisted.
Never come back again. It's got a death curse.
Played Alice Cooper, Teenage Frankenstein.
Yeah.
From Friday the 13th, Part 6. You're the best! And then some of the Friday the 13th theme song by Harry Manfredini, which is obviously a classic horror movie theme. So
very, very good.
It is very good. What, we were talking about this earlier, what do you think is like one of your top underrated horror movies that kind of flies under the radar that people don't know about very
That's
well.
That's tough to say because it's like if a horror expert's watching this.
Listening. It's a podcast.
Oh.
You thought we were on video the whole time?
Yeah, I'm going to take my tie off.
One thing I'll give you is that you're smart.
If they're listening, you know, so I could name like a movie and they'll be like, oh, that's not underrated.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I think, you know,
general public.
Maybe general public. So Society is one of those ones for me.
Oh yeah, that movie's so good.
Yeah, and directed by Brian Yunza, and I don't know. It's just it's insane, and it's kind of like has a bunch of social commentary, and just kind of it's there's a cheesiness, there's a disgusting. It's a great horror film.
I agree.
So that's one of them, definitely. What about you?
I mean, I love Lady in White.
Uh-huh.
That's a classic. Do you like that movie?
Yeah, it's great. What's his name?
Lucas Haas as a little kid. Yeah. Benji got me the original movie poster of that for my birthday last year. I love that. It's just like so cool because it's just an old-fashioned ghost story. That's actually
it's a really cool movie.
Creepy and cool. I was just looking over at your stack of movies over there, and I think Waxwork is... I love Waxwork.
Yeah,
that movie's so cool.
Waxwork is great. And 2's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen that forever.
I like 2. There's a lot of Drew Barrymore has a little cameo, and Bruce Campbell.
Oh, okay. I need to watch that again. Another one that I remember liking that I haven't seen forever was Fright Night 2.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time. Do you know, like, a really obscure movie, like, horror movie that I really like?
What?
Blair Winch Project.
Fuck you, asshole.
What'd you say to me?
I said that you're dumb shit.
Fuck you, asshole. How do you feel about the movie Trick or Treat? Will you talk about meeting Mark Price?
Oh, yeah. Trick or Treat, Mark Price, Ragman from Trick or Treat.
Skippy from Family Ties.
Yeah. I waited in line for him. He did stand up and then at the, what was that? What's that place called?
It was Stanford's. Stanford and Sons.
So he did stand up there and there's probably like 40 people in the crowd.
Well, did you actually get to get in lot. Or did you have to wait outside?
No, I watched the whole stand up routine and then I brought my original Trick or Treat poster, LP and CD.
You gave me the CD, cover signed.
And I think I have a tape too. I had all formats.
Did you think you were the biggest loser on the planet?
No.
I'm kidding.
Maybe. Kind of.
Keep going.
So I was like waiting. I had like everyone had to leave, and I was like, "Can I please go get all this stuff signed?" And the girl's like, "I'm gonna see if he's doing autographs." He's because no one waited around but me. And then she was like, "Yeah, he'll sign some stuff." And I went in and I started talking because at that time I was writing a script for Trick or Treat 2.
Mm.
And I mentioned it to him. He goes, "I thought that same thing. That would be great. Like I'm a dad now." And I was like, "Yes, exactly." And, like, you know, how metal music's horrible now. And, like, you would, like, show him, like, old stuff and then bring back Sammy Kerr, RIP, Tony Fields. Mm-hmm. And then he signed all my stuff. And I went home and framed it and never heard from him again.
Because how old were we? 20, 21? Well, you couldn't have been.
21, probably.
Okay. That is very cool.
It's probably the coolest celebrity I've ever met.
Yeah. I got some pretty good ones.
You met Bruce Campbell.
And Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Those are probably my two favorites.
Yeah. I don't really consider meeting another celebrity. Like, I mean, like, that's the only one I've pretty much met.
Mark Price?
Yeah.
Okay. What song do you want to listen to?
He did the mash. He did the monster mash. It was a smash. It was a graveyard smash, right?
I said, talk to me, damn it, or else I'm gonna throw you in the fire!
You stupid bitch, you filthy slut!
Okay. I told you this isn't funny. Now you're gonna get it, bitch.
Bon appetit, bitch!
Marty Ranson was the dork of Doddsville High.
You get undressed in there.
His classmates laughed at him.
Are you ready?
Here's Marty.
Where's the fish?
They tormented him.
Where's the fish?
And then they went too far. Now, 5 years later, Marty's throwing a little party.
Lights on.
A class reunion.
Come on, you guys, let's party.
They say he still roams the nut house, ever hopeful of that chance to escape, so he can take his evil revenge out on us all.
And he's making sure everyone has the time of their life.
I feel sick.
He's created a romantic atmosphere for rekindling old flames. And a nice place to just hang around. Marty hasn't forgotten a thing. He's giving them a blast from the past they'll never forget. Marty Ranson is still a dork, but tonight he's getting even. Vestron Pictures presents Slaughter High.
You did, you fucking asshole!
Yeah, you fucking asshole!
Hey, what are you, retarded?
Huh, retarded?
I'm sorry!
Sorry, huh?
You want me to go and get a fucking disease?
Yeah, you wanted to go and get a fucking disease?
I didn't mean it, man!
Oh, I didn't mean it!
Next time you fuck with me, I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat! He's stressing me, Julie. He is stressing me.
Oh, Bozo.
I can't take it, Julie. I cannot take it. He is screwing up my karma. Ah!
Okay, we're back.
Hmm.
What do you say we get to our three requests? You want to?
Yeah, let's get to our requests. All right. You want to?
Okay. So the first one here is for Benji King, and it's The Great Pumpkin by the Jack-O-Lanterns.
My name is the Great Pumpkin. What do you want, a sunny boy?
We'll be right back.
We should play Mr. Sandman in a little bit from Halloween 2.
Enter Sandman?
No, Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Salmon?
I saw a part of Halloween 2. Was there last night? Yeah, it was last night. Do you like that one?
Oh, it's... Yeah.
That one's just awesome.
I mean, it's pretty much 1 and 2 is one movie to me, kind of.
Yeah, there's some big differences, though.
I know, but it's... They're both equally great.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the first one's better. But I do like part 2 a lot. You know what? Part 4 is awesome. I love part 4.
I like every up till the curse of the Michael Myers movies. I like all of them.
The curse is the one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
You don't like that one?
I love that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like all of them. I mean, I know he's not in 3, but...
I've actually never even seen 3. I never saw it just because Michael Myers wasn't in it.
Maybe you should watch it this Halloween.
I'll watch it. I'm probably not going to watch it on Halloween, though.
Okay. What have you watched any good horror movies this month?
I watched Texas Chainsaw again the other night. Nothing new in a while. I watched the first 2 episodes of American Horror Story.
Ugh, don't even get me started on that.
I still haven't seen I liked the first 2 episodes. I know what your problem is with it. I agree, but tell the listeners.
Well, I watched the first 2 episodes and then I'm just done. I'm just drawing a line because it takes place in, is it
1952 or something?
It takes place in 1952 and there's in every episode.
Not in the first one, did they do?
Yes, okay. They do a David Bowie song.
Oh, okay.
In the first one. In the second one, they do a Fiona Apple song where like it takes place in a freak show, like traveling circus. And they perform, there's a performance during every episode and they do a song, like a current song.
Yeah, that's lame.
It makes absolutely no sense and it's just stupid and unnecessary, and sometimes you just got to boycott it. And you know, it could have been badass. They should have spent the money on Carnival 3.
I still haven't seen that show either.
It's rad.
I think I borrowed it from Dave Dern. I just never gave it back. Should I give it back?
Nah.
I did see
Luther the Geek.
Did you see The Innkeepers?
I
didn't finish it either.
Everyone I've talked to said they... I don't think anyone's finished that movie.
Hmm.
It's a bummer because I was excited for that one.
House of the Devil was great.
Very good. And I didn't see the more recent one either.
Sacrament?
Yeah.
Is that him? Did he make that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one either. Somebody saw it and told me they thought it was decent. Frank.
Okay.
I trust Frank's opinion. Hey, Frank. What else do you want to listen to? Is there like a theme or a song from a movie you wanted to hear or anything like that? Or
let's play the theme from wow, there's so much. Let's play something from Return of the Living Dead.
A song? Sure. You want to play that Cramp song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Oh, Mr. Sandman. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
You try it.
Woo! Woo!
You try it one more time.
Woo!
One more time.
Woo!
Hey, this was not fun.
I had a very not fun time.
Anything else you want to add? Show tonight. Show tonight at Record Bar.
Yep.
You and Raining Sound. That's pretty awesome.
I'm not dressing up.
I've never seen them play before, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm excited. I can't wait.
You're not going to dress up?
No.
I need to get motivated.
I was going to be, I just couldn't tell. I don't know. I just didn't want to dress up.
Hey, be an Ebola victim. Sorry. How about Borat?
Borat?
So what should we end with?
I might be Borat Dylan.
What the hell does that even mean?
That folk singer from the 60s.
Hey, what song should we end with, though?
I'd like to end with, let's end with a Monster Squad, Rock Until You Drop.
Rock Until You Drop.
I saw that movie in the theater.
Did he really?
Back to back with License to Drive.
Wow, that's awesome. That, I mean, do you think that's one that flew under the radar?
Oh,
a lot of people don't know about that movie.
Yeah.
You know what's another good one that flew under the radar?
What?
I know Paul loves this one.
What?
Guess. He's got a poster of it at his place.
Well, he has a RoboCop poster.
No.
Street Trash?
No.
Let me think here.
Put the book away.
What book?
Night of the Creeps.
Oh, those are two Fred Decker movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fred Decker also directed RoboCop 3.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I saw that at the theater at Oak Park Plaza.
I saw it at Bannister.
Did you really?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the movie that Paul had the poster on was The Hook of Woodland Heights.
I don't know what that is.
What about Honeymoon Horror?
Now I need to look up the, since we were talking about covers earlier, the cover for The Mutilator. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, I guess that's it. You want to play, let's play the song from Monster Squad, and everybody have a good Halloween.
Safe, and,
be safe. If you're in Kansas City, come to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Just
have a grand old time. It only happens once a year.
That's true. This is my favorite day of the year.
Me too.
I'm kind of sad that October's ending because it's my favorite month.
So. I always liked it even when like it rained.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like you were a kid and people were like, oh, you can't go trick-or-treating if it rains. It's like, whatever. You still can.
Yeah.
Like, there's more candy to be had. Not even that candy was important. It was just cool to go out.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your candy...
creep around.
Okay. Did you ever get your candy stolen from you?
No, I mean, there were always, like, bigger kids who chased us and we had to run, but mine never got taken.
Like, I was talking about recently.
Oh, God. Rock Until You Drop.
Rock Until You Drop. Don't touch.